Hello, and thank you all so much for tuning in to the Glambitious podcast. Today, we are speaking with the awesome Dr. Nicole Mason. Dr. Nicole, it's so good to have you on today. Can you please introduce yourself to the listeners?
Oh, well, thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here. Always a great opportunity to be able to talk and to share the great things that God is doing. And so whenever I get asked that question, I'm always like, that's a loaded question, introduce yourself or tell us more about you. So I am the visionary for Faith for Fiery Trials franchise. One of my dear sister friends, she put that word into my spirit a couple of years ago when I started. And she said, this is a franchise, sister. And so I'm like, oh, okay. And so we're working on now our fourth collaboration. And I'm really excited about that. So I'm an author. I've been writing since I was a kid. I was an only child. So the writing became my siblings, if you will, because I had the opportunity to just write and let my imagination go. I'm also an attorney, and but what's most important to me in terms of vocation is the fact that I get to preach and teach and share the word of God and write from God's word to encourage and empower people. And my audience is women. But I found myself helping some men also write their story. So that was a very interesting experience, including my husband. And
Awesome.
so those are some of just a few of the things that I do and that I love to do, and just making impact on using the word of God to do so.
Awesome dynamic. I love every bit of it. And I too can certainly relate to writing ever since you were a child. Same with me, although I wasn't the only child, but it was kind of my let me have my alone time and get in here and
Right.
write.
Yes,
So I can
absolutely.
certainly relate. So the anthology, Faith for Fiery Trials, I love that title because we certainly need faith through it all. So tell us about your involvement, in this anthology.
So I am the visionary for the anthology.
Awesome.
And the title was one of my sermon titles. It was actually the first sermon that I preached after losing my mom and my grandmother. So I always contend that the title has some anointing on it, or had some anointing on it, the residue of it when I first started it. And that was in 2018. And I started with a group of women because women have been asking me about writing a book, et cetera, because I was, of course, on my own journey, writing my own material. I'm like, God, I don't have time to stop and, help others. And of course, God being God, kept allowing women to come to me about writing a book. And so I said, well, maybe I'll pull a few women together to have them to write a chapter. And so that's what I did. And the first one was published in 2019. Like I said, I started in 2018, just kind of vetting and, talking to women. So I pulled a group of women together. And then in 2019, I published it, and it was selected as Book Anthology of the Year through
Awesome.
Indie Legacy Author Awards. No, I'm saying the wrong Indie Author Legacy Awards, Tyshina Davis, and along with with Black Enterprise Magazine. And so that was to me a nod from God that I needed to keep going. And so here I am on the fourth women's collaboration, and also working on the second men's collaboration.
Awesome. That's awesome. Yes, I love Tyshina Davis. I recently bought her book that was just released, Authorlocity. Yes, she is a wealth of knowledge in the publishing world.
Absolutely. Yeah, I served
So
on the
awesome.
her committee before she launched, just reviewing the work and that kind of thing. Yeah, she is. I absolutely love her as well.
So, in what ways do you hope this anthology will impact the lives of others? I know you do a lot to impact lives. So what in particular about this book are you hoping readers will find impactful?
Sure. Yeah, so for me, I went to a writer's conference many years ago before I published anything back in the early 2000s. And it was at the University of Pennsylvania and up in the mountains. I remember trying to get there, but in any event, the lady who was leading it, and she was, you know, she had published so much and she was a Christian woman, and she made a statement in that session that just stuck with me even to today. She said, your writing can go places that you may never go. Mm-hmm. And I have found that to be true. And so for me, it really is about helping other women to write their stories, number one. But number two, to write from a vantage point of victory so that other women who come across the book will know that they are not alone in their struggles and their trials and their tribulations, and that there is an answer, and the answer is God. And so for me, it is, I call it written evangelism. It is a way to spread the gospel even more so through the written word, and to allow people to know that God is real. He can be trusted. And, you know, what she said on that day was really true, because my own personal books that I've written have sold around the world, literally, and from China to South America to Africa. And I've not gone to any of those places yet, but I have gone to those places through my writing. And so I really want to impress upon others that, you know, they are not alone in their struggles, but also to encourage other people to write their stories, because we all have a story, and someone can benefit from what has happened to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love it. I love it. So what advice would you share? I know we've been going through some challenging times, especially since COVID hit, and everyone is, you know, has faced different challenges. So what advice would you share with listeners who are going through challenging seasons?
So my thought is, we all have what I like to call faith files and holy highlights, whether you call them that or not. but we all have, another friend of mine, Dr. Vicki Johnson, says we have a history with God. And so because we have all come through something, whether you are a person of faith or not, you can look back on your life to see that you have overcome something or some things already. And I would just encourage those who are listening, watching, to look back on what you have already come through. And you have to use those things in the past as a blueprint for your success now. I like to also call it the recipe for success. You have to use those things of old and those things that have already happened, and you can look back and clearly see that you have made it through and have made it over, and use that, those same steps. You know, did you tap into your support group, for example? Did you reach out for help? Did you call your counselor? And I'm a huge believer in counseling. My mantra is, counseling plus Jesus equals you can't go wrong. I think it's very important that we have an outlet to talk about the things that are burdening us down, talk about the things that have hurt us deeply in our hearts. And so really looking back to see what worked for you, what worked, and lean into those things that worked in the past, and those things that didn't, you know, you have to just let those go. But because this is such an unprecedented time for all of us, you know, it has seemingly rocked us to our core. And I think that that came from God to help us to shake ourselves awake out of the rut of routine and, you know, just really doing things and business as usual, when we really need to be going to God to get some new creative, cutting edge ideas, witty inventions about how to do things to meet this generation, how to do things to meet the next generation, how to do things to make people know that there is more inside of them than what meets the eye. And so I think even with all of the devastation that we all have experienced, there are some great silver linings also. And those silver linings are what is going to be used to help us to move ourselves and this earth, this momentum, this movement to the next level that we find ourselves in.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And I love that mantra. Mm-hmm. I love it. Therapy plus Jesus equals you can't go wrong. I love it. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So what is next for you in 2023 and beyond?
So I have so many things going on, and I'm so thankful and so grateful to God for the opportunity. The one thing that is most dear to my heart is my new sugar baby. That's what I call him, my new little grandson. And he's two, and he has just brought so much joy to our lives. And my husband just eats him up, and he eats my husband up. You know? And so just really pausing to focus on him, and because he won't be this young always. And so just making space and making room to be mama to him and to continue to steer and support my young adults. And that's really critical for me, and particularly in this time that we find ourselves. But in addition to that, I continue to write. So I have some writing projects coming forth. I have a podcast myself, and really revamping that because I took a little time so that I could spend some time with my grandson. And you know how that can be with the schedules, the way that they can get with podcast interviews. So I have that going on. Also revamping my app, which I had several years ago, and just kind of giving everything a refresh. You know, so I'm going through a branding refresh. I have a new logo, all of those things. But most importantly, everything is still the same for me because the core of who I am and what I do is really about encouraging and empowering women to be all that God has created them to be without apology, and to do it confidently and courageously, whatever those things might be that's in their hearts, helping them to pull those things out. I just started a new mastermind and mentoring program. And really excited about that. Yep. And helping women to start businesses and taking all of the information that I have in my mind and in my heart and just pouring it into other women. So I'm really excited about that. But I've been doing this work now for over 20 years, empowering women and building women up and, you know, all of that. And so it's still the same for me, just doing it in different mediums, like a podcast and, you know, on Facebook Live and all these different mediums that are relatively new, but the message is still the same, that God created you with greatness inside of you. And so it is your responsibility to unleash that in the earth so that other people might be blessed.
Awesome. That's dynamic. We certainly appreciate the work that you're doing to empower women. Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else you would want listeners to know about you and your purpose as we close?
Yeah, well, I just want to say a great big thank you to Glambitious. I'm so excited to be connected to Lily Mae and to meet you. And so thank you for this platform to be able to just talk and to share, to let women know that they have value, that they have worth, that God has need of them. God has need of you in the earth. And the thing that I love about God, he can take what the world calls, you know, trash and turn it into a treasure. He can take our mess and turn it into a message and a ministry. And I love that about God. And so he can take our pain and turn that into purpose and use it with his power so that people's lives can be changed. And I think we all have a responsibility to use our lives to be a change agent in the earth for somebody else, even if it's one person, knowing that your life has been impactful to somebody else, it will also let you know that your life has not been in vain. So I'm grateful and I thank God for you and for Lily Mae and for this opportunity.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure talking with you today. So nice to meet you. And thank you for sharing your gifts and your purpose with the world.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
You too. Thank you so much.